hosting the session. I am Vaibhav Agrawal. I am part of the IT Pro Teams Admin Center team in Microsoft Teams, and I have Chavi with me.
Hi guys, I'm Chavi Bhaseen. I'm Principal Program Manager with Microsoft Teams.
Developing an app is just the starting of the journey. In this session, we will talk about that how developers can collaborate with admins to ensure their apps are well streamlined and they are well governed in the end-to-end app lifecycle in Microsoft Teams. So let's get started here. In the session, we are going to cover about the Teams app lifecycle. What do we mean by the app lifecycle? What are the different features which are already available around app catalog, app details, certification, and different set of policies? And then especially focus more on the new cool features which are coming over next few months. And of course, on the way, we would have several demos and we'll take your Q&A as well. So let's start with the Teams app lifecycle and already available features. So when we talk about the apps and Teams, it's primarily these three kind of apps. We have got more than 45 apps, which are from Microsoft first party apps, which you already use and love every day. Beyond that, we have 450 plus apps available on AppSource as the third party apps. As an example, Jira, Trello, Poly, and more. And then we have got the custom apps, which developers put together leveraging different tools we have available in terms of Power Platform with low-code, no-code tools. Then we have got app templates, which are published on GitHub to bootstrap you on with leveraging, as an example, Company Communicator and FAQ Plus. And then beyond that, developers can leverage several tools to build from scratch to develop capabilities around bots, tabs, messaging extensions, which are really unlimited possibilities in the canvas. So when we talk about the Teams app lifecycle, we look at the end-to-end, how we can provide the connected experiences. So developers, as they build any new apps, how easily they can test and validate those apps, and then make it available in the hands of IT admins and decision makers so that they're easily able to submit it for their validations. And then further, how IT admins can take those apps to deploy in the tenant, make it publish so that they can further manage and apply a different set of policies, configuration on top of those. And then ultimately, how the end users can make best use of those apps to be more productive in their day-to-day scenarios. So to talk about some of the existing features we have, this is Teams Admin Center, where admins are able to go and manage all the different apps they have. We have got the app status, which is the org-wide app status, which can be set as allowed or blocked. And then beyond that, we have a different set of certifications, which Chavi will speak more in detail.
So we launched the Microsoft 365 Publisher Attestation and Certification last year with the intent to improve third-party app adoption within enterprises by allowing the developers to report on the security, privacy, data handling, and compliance posture of their apps. It is very important for enterprises, especially the IT within enterprises, to know that they can trust an app before they allow or enable any third-party app within the ecosystem. We make it possible through publisher attestation and certification by sending out a list of questions to our developers that they fill out responses to. And this list of questions spans security, privacy, data handling, as well as compliance. The responses that developers provide to us are made available in one central location in a consistent format for our IT enterprises to review and then decide whether those apps are okay for them to turn on within the ecosystem. Publisher attestation is available for Teams apps. It's also available for Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, add-ins, as well as web apps that leverage Graph APIs. The next tier to publisher attestation, which is Microsoft 365 certification, is currently only available for Teams applications. As part of this tier, Microsoft assesses apps over a set of four fundamental pillars. These pillars being application security, operational security, data handling security and privacy. That includes principles of least privilege and assessing the app against that, as well as any compliance claims that a developer may have made about their app through the publisher attestation. So once our team of subject matter experts has assessed these apps against these four fundamental pillars, they determine whether the app meets the quality criteria and can be called Microsoft 365 certified. The apps that go through this and get approved earn a badge, which is what we're calling Microsoft 365 certification. That badge appears against their apps within AppSource, as well as inside of the Teams Admin Center. Over to you, Vaibhav.
Yeah, that was great. Thanks, Chavi. So now let's moving on to some of the features for the custom apps. You may already be familiar in the Teams client, app developers can go and upload any apps, but that would remain restricted to in a personal scope or team scope where those apps are being added. With the manage apps, admins have the capability to upload any custom apps which can be made available at the whole org-wide level. So with this upload new apps, right now, manually when admins are able to get any app manifest from the app developers, they can go ahead and upload those apps and make it available at a whole org-wide level. With this custom app, admins can easily sort all the apps which are custom. Then we already have the capabilities around updating the apps. So when the updated app manifest is available, right now manually admins can go and update that updated version of the app. But that's what we are working on how we can enable these features, make it more streamlined so that the handshake between the developers and the admins is much more smoother. So right now, beyond once the apps have been uploaded, admins can go ahead and apply permission policies to decide these apps would be available to which set of users. Admins are able to go ahead and create a different set of policies based on the unique needs of their own organization. As an example, here we have all those three different types of apps I talked about. Admins can decide based on the interactions with developers on if they want to have the policy around allow specific apps and block all others, or let's say allow all the custom apps they have in their tenant. And this is in this example, admins have specified that these are the different third-party apps which would be available to the users whom this particular policy has been assigned to. Beyond that, we have got setup policies, which are primarily used to highlight any apps to individual or group of users. So again, different kind of setup policies can be created to cater to different kind of end users in the company. Here is an example, admins can specify and pin some apps. So similar to the first party apps around like chat, Teams, which end users are able to see in the Teams client, same way the apps which are being pinned would also be available to end users. And we have seen, especially like, let's say you are creating any new app or at a certain time, like let's say these times with COVID, if you have to give more prominence to a specific set of app, which can be pinned here so that end users are easily able to discover and make use of those apps. And we have seen the apps which are being pinned have 5 to 10 times more usage than the apps which are not being pinned in any company. So now let's focus more on the next set of features, which would be coming over next few months. So Chavi will talk us through about the purchase licenses experience.
Thanks, Vaibhav. We care a lot about the success of our developers and partners. And success means many different things. Success means engagement from our customers, Teams customers. Success also means monetization or enabling developers to monetize these apps. Now, when it comes to monetization, most of our Teams apps are free, but there are services behind these apps, services that light up these apps that developers can monetize on. They can charge for licenses for these services. This is already available today. Developers go through the commercial marketplace within Partner Center. They can go ahead and create SaaS offers for these subscriptions. There are a few prereqs that they need to go ahead and meet in order to be able to create these SaaS offers, like register their SaaS offer with AAD, integrate with certain SaaS fulfillment APIs. But once that's done, These offers, these transactable offers, are available for discovery and purchase through AppSource. What we're doing as part of our monetization initiative is we are extending on those surfaces. So one of the surfaces that we're extending on is literally bringing the discovery and purchase of the apps that have these paid SaaS subscriptions inside of Teams Admin Center. Watch the demo to see how we are doing that. Go to Manage Apps in the Teams Admin Portal. You can see the apps that have SaaS subscriptions for purchase. You can click on Purchase Now. Have a look at the plans. Click Purchase Now. You can click on Change to view a list of the plans and select a plan to your liking. Select. Enter the number of seats that you would like to buy and place an order. Click on Configure Now to activate your subscription on the developer's website. And back in the Teams Admin Center, after you have completed a successful purchase, you can view the details of your purchase, the number of seats, the date of purchase, purchase details at the fingertips for admins.
That was a great demo, Chavi, on how admins can easily purchase and manage licenses leveraging Teams Admin Center. Now let's talk about the new experiences we are bringing for managing custom apps. So to provide that connected experience, we are working on to enable a new submission service. We're coming up with different approval approaches based on different set of customers and how that submission to approval process would look like end to end. So when we talk about the new submission service, right now, as I was earlier mentioning, there is a manual process involved where developers have to provide the app manifest to admins, and then they can go ahead and upload that. Whereas with this app submission API, we are going to automate that process. So in the tools which developers love and use every day, as Visual Studio, VS Code, or even apps coming from trusted sources as Power Apps or SharePoint framework, they would be able to submit the apps leveraging this API. So it would automatically be available in the Teams Admin Center, where then admins can easily go and manage and approve those apps. So we are looking at this picture from different perspective, because as we deal with customers of different sizes, of different industries, and even within a tenant, based on app to app, their needs may vary. So there are cases where admins are looking for faster time to approve. And then there are times where we need to have higher collaboration and governance process in place. So we are thinking it holistically with a zero-step approval, apps, let's say coming from Power Apps, which are already trusted, and any developer who may have already done the validation in Power Apps, how leveraging Add to Teams, they can make it available in the Teams client right away without the admin intervention. And then especially the admins where they need to have their explicit approval. So how we can streamline that with single step approval. And then taking it further in the next iterations, we would also work on how we can include BDMs, the business decision makers, in the whole process, as they are the ones who a lot of times are providing those business requirements for which any custom app needs to be developed. And we need to have their consensus, their approval, before admins can go and make those apps available for the end users. So there would be a lot of new features coming up around the multi-step approval as well. So let's look at the single step approval. To achieve that, we are going to introduce this new status as the publishing status. So the app which are coming from the IDE, let's say onboard app or employee pulse app, which you will see in the demo, that would automatically be made available in a submitted status. And the app status would be blocked to begin with. There would be features around notifications and how admins can easily see all the pending requests with the widget. So they can quickly filter all the apps which need their most attention. So let's look at a demo on how this end-to-end flow would look like. Now let's look at how the custom app submission to approval flow looks like. From here, admin can go to employee pulse app, which is in submitted status. And after the validation has been done for that app, admin can go ahead and publish that particular app. After reviewing all the details, admin can go ahead and click publish. With that, the app status will get changed from submitted to published, and the org status would change from blocked to allowed. So once the app has been approved, published by the admin, all the end users to whom this app has been assigned would be able to see that in their end user experience. Beyond that, we are also working on to enable any update experiences. So as any updated app comes, admin would also be able to review all those updated apps, and they would be able to download the manifest of those submitted or updated apps in the future iteration. Now let's move on to the next topic around permissions and granular permissions with resource specific consent, and how these apps can be installed in a team or personal scope. So you may already be familiar with the graph permissions as delegated or applications permissions. I am not going to go in detail. We had other sessions where we talked deeper about those aspects, but it's about how instead of going to another portal to approve those different set of permissions, in the Teams admin center itself, we are lighting up those capabilities. So admins can go review all the set of permissions which the app is asking for. As an example, ability to read all the messages in a team, ability to send an email on behalf of users, which a lot of times may need explicit admin consent. And there are cases when the user consent may be disabled in Azure AD. Even then, you need to have the admin consent in place. And with the granular permissions, we would also be showcasing that to admins. So while during this approval process for any newly submitted apps, admins can be more confident on that, hey, these are the different set of permissions these apps are asking for, and then go ahead and publish those apps. So let's look at the demo on how the admins would be able to see all those permissions and then be able to install the app in a team or personal scope. So here is an example for a 3P app, Variety Matrix. Admin can go ahead and search the app. On this, admin can go ahead, click on the permissions tab, where they would be able to go and look at all the graph permissions this app is asking for, and then grant consent to. Over here at sign in, admin can see all these permissions, and with accept, the consent is being granted. Now let's look at another example for another custom app for RAC permissions. So we have got YPA app, which has some RAC permissions. Over here, admin can review the app details, and in the permissions tab in the RAC section, admin would be able to go ahead and review all those permissions. Now it's about how admin can go ahead and install that app in a particular team with which the consent is also being granted. So with add to team functionality, here admin can select a specific team. Let's say digital initiative is the team in which admin would like to install this particular app. Here with the selection of that particular team, that app has been installed to this particular team. And to close the loop, admin can go and look at the teams. Here you can see the message app has been added. In this demo, we would look at how the admin can install any app in a personal scope. So let's create a new setup policy. For this demo, let's take Trello app as an example. So admin can specify a new setup policy, and with the installed app, which is a new feature being added here, admin would be able to go ahead and look at the list of all the apps and select the specific app which they would like to install in a personal scope. So here we have selected Trello app. Go ahead and added that app. And now we can assign this particular setup policy to any set of users. In this demo example, let's take the example of a particular user, and let's look at what the current policy is and how admin can go ahead and change that policy to the new set of policy we just created. So here we can see the set of policy, which is global, and go ahead and change the new set of policy we just created. Now this particular policy has been assigned to this user. And in the Teams client, in the app bar, we can see that this user Trello app has been installed in. So what gives the satisfaction and joy to developers is to look at the analytics, to be able to have access to that telemetry on how their apps have performed, how many users and different teams their apps are being accessed in. So that's what we are working on to enable that app analytics and report, where admins and Teams Admin Center would be able to go and look at all the different apps. To begin with, we are focusing on the Microsoft and third-party apps. In future, all the custom apps, side-loaded apps would also be available. Here, admins would be able to see how many active users they have, which all different teams those apps are being used in, and they can filter the report based on last 30 days, last 7 days, and different set of data. And beyond that, we would also provide the drill down capabilities for these reports. So with that, we are coming to the end of our session. We have a lot of great resources, especially on doc site, where you can read in detail about these features. And as we publish these new features over coming months, we would keep our docs up to date. There are many of these related sessions which we highly recommend, especially this SK105, where we have gone deeper and showcased some of more demos on how you can manage and streamline the end-to-end app lifecycle. So with that, I would like to introduce our moderator today, Jace, who is the customer success lead in Teams platform.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here. It's great to see all the updates. I remember having these discussions with all of you at Build and Ignite 2 years ago. So we've come a long way on Teams, and so much of that's due to your hard work. So it's awesome to see. Look, a bunch of great questions. I think one of the first ones we had on here that's worth addressing is on the new submission API. So there was a question on whether or not that submission API could be embedded into existing approval workflows.
Yeah, that's a great question. And definitely we got that feedback as we showcased this workflow to our MVPs earlier and to our other set of customers. So definitely we would make this submission API available as a graph API. So if customers have any of their existing custom workflows, they would be able to integrate this API in that. So they can really streamline without disturbing what the processes they are following right now.
Great. Let's say there's an application that's been developed and it's available, you know, there's been consent approved, and then the developer makes an update to that existing published application. How do admins see that update and approve it?
Yeah, so similar to the new app submission workflow we showcased, any updated apps which are already being published and used by the users, all those updated apps would come in a different status as update submitted. And the session I refer to as a related session, SK105, where we have shown even some demos on how that update scenario looks like, what are the different status transitions from a published to update submitted status. Even sometimes those updated apps may get rejected. There may be some rework required. So we are considering all those different possible scenarios and addressing with this app submission API.
That's great. So a quick follow-up one on that. Will the admins be able to download the app manifest from the Teams Admin Center for validation?
Yeah, so in our first iterations, probably that may not be available, but definitely in a future iteration, admins would be able to download the app manifest so they can easily, let's say during the validation process, they can sideload that in a team to test the functionality. So definitely that download manifest would be coming up soon.
Huge. You're going to have a lot of excited customers on that one and developers. So on the context of or in the context of app permissions and consent and install, any thoughts on when developers should use graph permissions versus the RSC granular permissions that you mentioned?
Yeah, that's a great question. And if you have been following the AAD guidance in past, a lot of times they have asked to disable user consent because of security concerns. So the Uber recommendation has always been to have the permissions with the least privileges model, and that's what RSE, the granular permissions, would be able to possible. So right now with a graph permission, let's say your app is asking for the ability to read all messages in a team. With RSE permissions, the developers would be able to define that, hey, whichever team that app is being installed in, only in that team app would be able to read all the messages. So that would give much more confidence to admins to be able to approve and provide consent to those permissions. And even with RSE permissions, team owners would be able to go and provide consent and install the app on their own instead of relying on the admins based on the settings you have in your tenant in AD.
Got it. Okay, awesome. And we just had one come in hot too to take a little bit of a digression here, but go to analytics on the updates you shared at the very end. So on the analytics updates for admins, will there be any improved info for third-party developers selling Teams apps via AppSource?
Yeah, so that's the whole intention, that right now admins may need to go across different third-party websites to be able to get that analytics. Over here in the Teams Admin Center, across different types of app, be it the third-party app, be it Microsoft app, or even be it any custom apps, even the side-loaded apps in the tenant, they would have the visibility on which all different users, which all different teams that app is being used, how the app adoption has been trending over a past period of time. And then even in future, we would have some more insights, AI-based recommendations on it. So the developers and admins can take more proactive decisions based on that.
So another great one, and sorry, I'm digressing a little bit here, but we've had a couple awesome ones come in. So I hope this is all right by Bob. But on the application update, so back to that question that I asked earlier, is there a way to target app updates to certain users?
Right. So that's a great question, and that would primarily depend on the set of permission policies. So if your app is being targeted to a certain set of users, leveraging the app permission policies, that can be done. But if any update is coming, be it for any set of users, it would need to follow through the same approval process. So admin can approve the app, the updated app, for one and all.
And then we probably have time for two more quick questions, if that's all right with you guys. And the first one goes back to the graph permissions. How can admins view graph permissions before granting consent? Is that all in the portal as well?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And that's what we have been working on with certification team. So Chavi, if you would like to explain more on how even developers, even third-party developers would be able to see and provide those permission details as part of the certification program.
So yeah, the whole idea of us launching that publisher attestation and certification is for that pre-vetting that happens in enterprises typically, where they want to know about these permissions about the app before they go ahead and install it. So we have a link, I think Webhav has it in the links that he has posted in the deck as well, akams.com/app-certification. That's where enterprises can go in and look at the data handling tab that has all of the graph permissions that the developer has identified. So that's the go-to place.
That's awesome. And to add, even in the Teams Admin Center, admins would be able to review, look at all the permissions the app is asking for before they go ahead and grant consent.
Right. So all great answers. Thank you so much for sharing this. Final question, which probably throws none of you any surprises here, and it's one we get so often at Microsoft. We got the inevitable, when would these features be released?
Yeah, definitely. That's more than expected. So we are really working hard to publish, to take out all these features over next few months. And as and when those would be available, we would update our doc site, and on different marketing blogs, we would share more updates. So you can leverage those features as soon as possible.
I love your work. It's been a pleasure working with you guys over the past couple of years. And I know our customers appreciate all the efforts you and your teams are driving. So thank you so much. And thank you everybody for tuning in and asking the great questions.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thanks a lot for joining. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
Bye.